Hello.
Yes, this is John returning your call.
Hey, John, how are you?
Well, I'm good.
Good.
It's a little warm here today. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, it's about 98 degrees. You had reached out to us about your property on Poindexter Road.
Okay.
Are you selling it, perhaps?
Well, I'm always open to reasonable offers.
Well, did you reach out to us about selling your property, or?
Well, I don't remember. I've gotten, I don't know, 5 or 6 phone calls about it over the past few months. I forget the gentleman's name.
Mm-hmm.
But he was offering, I think, $40,000, and I said, well, that's not enough.
Sure. Well, I'm familiar with the property. I have, you know, land in that area, and
you do. You're familiar with Poindexter Road? Wow.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult, isn't that? In the number 613, it goes from like 250 all the way through Louisa County.
Yeah, I have property off of Route 22.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Are you in the vicinity of, what was his name? He ran that tumble-down garage there on Route 22 for so many years. And then he died.
Huh.
About a mile west of Trevilian's on 22.
Okay. I'm, no. I'm trying to think. It sounds familiar, but. Well, anyway. Regardless, I have property off of 22, but no, I think we're talking about a different.
Okay, I'm just talking about the general neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I'm
Roger Brooks. That was his name. Ran that garage for, I don't know. I used to take my car to get inspected by him because he didn't have time nor space to do any work on a car. So I figured he'd be easier to pass a car than the guy or the shop that had plenty of space and would make up all these things that were wrong with it. he was a Louisa County character for many years.
Well, that's what you deal with nowadays, characters.
Right.
Do you reside in Louisa still?
No. Well, I still have property in Louisa, and I go to Louisa about every 2 weeks to get the mail out of my post office box.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm most of the time up here in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
For about, 15 years, I managed the radio station in Louisa when there used to be a local station. But that ended a little over 20 years ago. So Louisa was never big enough for a radio station anyway.
Sure. Okay. So this isn't your only property in Louisa?
No. I've got a couple of others.
Are you interested in selling those as well?
Oh, sure, eventually, for, you know, reasonable offers. I've got, I think it's 592 Doctors Road, just across the railroad tracks from 33.
Okay.
And 401 Kent's Mill Road. Kent's Mill Road is the access to Blue Ridge Shores that many people use.
Okay.
You know where the You know where the cemetery is?
I do.
Okay, well, I know, maybe it's a half to three quarters of a mile, and Kent's Mill Road goes across the railroad tracks on your right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Tell me, so just to kind of go back on point, Poindexter, what, you know, you say you got an offer, you know, they had offered you $40,000. I mean, that seems like a pretty reasonable offer. What were you hoping to really gain out of it if you were just to sell it?
Well, I'd like, I've got sort of $80,000 in mind.
Because
it's a very nice location there, just half a mile from the intersection of 2233.
Mm-hmm.
And Louisa is growing and gentrifying a little bit. So I think that, you know, you got a two-story residence. You know, I don't guarantee the condition of it, but if you like to fix things up, you could probably make it into something quite nice.
Sure.
Or tear it down, and buy and put a McMansion back there. It's 5 acres. It sits well back. It sits well back from Poindexter Road, so. You've got a good bit of space in front and I think a fairly good space in back. I haven't actually been on the property for a number of years.
Sure. I mean, is there, you know, something that you would consider less?
That I'll consider what?
Would you consider less?
Well, I'd consider a little bit less, but not an unreasonably low amount. I'm not, you know, under any pressure to sell. And in fact, I got a call from one of these, I don't know what you call them, companies that are calling and to acquire a piece of property, and they're not even local, but I see you're in area code 804.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me take down your number. Well, I've got a pen and pencil here. What's the number? 804?
908. I'm sorry, 804-571.
Okay.
7710.
Okay. 804-571-7710.
Yes.
Okay,
sir.
And your name is?
Zach.
Zach.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested in it. You know, I have, like I said, I have property in the area. I think that's a little high on the, you know, if we can make sense of something, you know, I don't see why we couldn't.
Okay, well, I will keep your number handy here, and maybe, you know, in the fall we can... I'll see what my plans are, and maybe we can go from there.
Okay. I mean, just so I don't waste your time, I'm not at 70,000, or would you say 80,000?
Right.
I'm not sure exactly what you said, but.
I had mentioned 80.
Right. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I just can't see where the value is right there. I mean, I know it's a good piece of property. I'm not denying that.
Well, that's why I put a high valuation on it. You know, I might later have somebody who's active in Louisa real estate get an estimate. You know, they're more in touch than I am.
Sure.
I always thought that all Louisa houses went for $40,000, but now I see that anything rather nice is going over $300,000.
Right.
But then I came to Louisa County, you know, a long time ago, 1994 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was in the late 80s. I have no point of reference anymore.
There you go. Well, hey, John, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. You know, I think...
Okay. Back when I arrived, the only place to eat was pretty much was Roma's.
That's right.
And I don't believe there was either a McDonald's or a... Hardee's. I think the Tasty Freeze was as close as you could get to fast food, which is now a Chinese restaurant. And what is now the Sheets was known as the it was the only drive-through store, one of the only drive-through convenience stores in Louisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was owned by Duke Oil. I forget what they called it. But anyway, somehow somebody had made a mistake, and it was grandfathered in and was able to sell alcoholic beverages through the car window, which apparently is not allowed in most places. And maybe that law got changed and they had to conform, but I don't remember that. But anyway.
Well, regardless, you know, we'll see what we can do. And I hear what you're saying, that, you know, Louisa, like you said, it's a funny town, huh?
I'm going to check out, someone told me that it was either Amazon or somebody was going to build a big facility,
mm-hmm.
you know, an IT facility in Louisa. And it makes sense. Land is cheap there.
Sure.
And Louisa County has the advantage of the electricity from North Anna. So probably going to take off.
Yeah, probably so.
Confound everybody, but it will. You know, Zion Crossroads is now much more than Main Street Louisa ever was.
I hear you. Well, John, I mean, you know, I'd love to buy a property like this, you know, but, you know, it was just 80s is out of the question, you know, it really is. But those other properties.
Yeah, it all depends on your business model, what you see the future of it as.
Sure.
But anyway, I will certainly keep you in mind.
Okay.
I would prefer to sell it locally than any outsiders.
Sure.
But I'm not in any pressure to give it away.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Okay, we'll keep in touch.
All right, that sounds fair.
Okay. Well, you have a good remainder of the weekend.
All right, you too, buddy.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Donated to WAMU. We'll handle everything from the free pickup to the sale, and the proceeds will support the shows you love. Learn more at WAMU.org/donate. Thank you.